I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
It's the Sabbath, dude.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's the Sabbath.
Saturday.
Yep.
Just rest.
It's my holy day, dude. I was fucking laying up all day.
Your Sabbath is Saturday?
I was on the couch. No, my Sabbath is Sunday, bro. I'm a Christian.
Did you say since the Sabbath?
No, my Sabbath is today.
Today is Saturday.
What?
Today is Saturday.
Okay. This just in. Today is Saturday. I get the days of the week.
I understand. I'm with you.
It's not Sunday today?
No.
Yeah, today's my Jewish Sabbath, dude.
Today is Saturday.
Holy shit.
We're doing it.
I've been honoring the Sabbath on the wrong day. I'm going to hell.
No, you can honor the Sabbath every
day.
If you
honor the Sabbath on the wrong day, that's capital crime.
Well, that's a day of rest.
It's like, you idiot, you thought it was a Sabbath.
But
that's how you commit sloth.
You sloth.
Thought I was Sabbath and I was committing sloth, dude. But I did have a productive moment today. I decided today.
Just honoring the Sabbath, dude. I'm like, what are you talking about? Are you Jewish? What do you mean?
Thought it was Sunday, dude. Classic case.
When's Jewish Sabbath? Is it
Sunday or Saturday?
Friday
night, you think?
I forget which one.
Didn't they start sabbing on Friday night?
I think they only Sabbath one day, but I forget if it's Friday or Saturday.
I think it's Saturday. I really do.
Maybe.
That makes sense, too.
Why?
That's Jewish Sabbath. It's Saturday. That way you get the Sabbath Saturday. Monday, you prepare yourself to get the shop ready. To get your peddler sack back on.
So, what did you do that was productive?
I decided today that I'm going to teach myself Spanish, become bilingual.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's fun. I did that.
Yeah. It's something I always wanted to do, and I'm like, fuck it, dude. That'll make me like a Ocean's 11 bad guy.
There's a bunch of apps.
Teach myself. Yeah.
Games.
Yeah.
That are,
I know I have fun. To be able to do it. That'll be fun. That's on my bucket. When I get stuff on my for real bucket list, dude, they stick on there.
I got drunk and started speaking a little Spanish this past weekend.
I'm going to start Daddy Yankee in half this podcast.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Mr. 305, dude.
You are, dude. You are Mr. Worldwide. On the Sabbath, dude. I can't believe you're recording on the Sabbath.
I know.
I should have just told you it was Sunday this entire podcast.
I would have completely believed. I would have said, like, yeah, it's Sunday. Dude, I've been sick, man. I don't know what day it is.
I hate when I do that. No, you're all right.
My girlfriend gets jealous when I'm like, today's Thursday? She's like, I thought it was Wednesday. She's like,
you don't even have to fucking job, damn man.
Hey. I live outside that stuff, dude.
You're
days,
outside.
Days of the week, it's like...
You're every, black conservative.
Every day is Monday to me, dude. Get up and go.
It's grind. Rise and grind, baby.
That's all I know.
Yes.
What up, dude? What up?
Nothing, man. Chilling.
Are you ready? Are you fucking scared or what?
Scared of what?
It's a big move.
Oh, yeah. No, I really don't care.
Don't care?
Not really. Sure. I mean, I don't think it's going to make the... At least in the next couple months, it's not going to make a huge difference. It's just more fucking traveling.
Yeah, it's always just weird sleeping in a new place, though.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Yeah, that'll
you
be
move
weird.
Up there, it's like... And you wake...
Yeah, that always sucks.
Waking up, too, always throws me. Like, wake up,
yeah.
And I'm like...
And I'm going to have new roommates, so it'll be uncomfortable, like, going to... Taking a shit and fucking walking
Any
to the
girls?
Shower. No.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do that, man. I, like, thought about it before. Like, oh, having girl roommates would be cool, but it's like... Like you're saying, walking to the shower, it's like, do I put a shirt on? You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck do I do? Then taking a shit was just... When I was up in Brooklyn for my month or two or whatever, however long I was there, I was just... I decided to get over that right away. I just took shits whenever the fuck I had to. I just sat in there. I was like, too bad.
I wouldn't do that to my bae.
What do you mean?
Have a female roommate.
Yeah.
My ex bae did that. And that fucked me up.
Oh,
she moved in with a guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't
know.
I mean,
like, I can't, like, we're having a long-distance relationship and you live with a dude, like...
I don't think, and I'm being dead serious, I don't think I could live with a girl without trying to have sex with her. I eventually would try. I know I would. I mean, I just know how it is.
This is disgusting,
like,
man.
If we watched TV together at all, in my head, I'd be like, it's on, dude.
We're fucking right.
It's on.
Like, if you I'm laugh going, at the same thing.
Yeah, I'd be like, I would be, like, going in for a kiss across the room, like, it's on, dude. I couldn't navigate that.
Yeah,
I just know. I'm a time release, dude.
You're a dog,
you can't.
Dude.
You put me in. You know
You're
what I mean.
Dog.
You put me in somewhere. I give it 72 hours, dude. Lock
you
the doors,
DAWG, dude.
Hey,
You're
man.
A dog.
I mean,
dude.
It just is what it is, dude.
I hear you.
I'll just I'll climb up like a fucking male dog, dude.
Yeah, if she drops something, just, if she falls.
Y'all dogs hook their paws in around their stomach, like.
Like online, it happens when you see people fall and their dog runs over.
Yeah, yeah.
She starts humping them.
It
right
humps
away.
The fuck out of
yeah,
them.
Dude, you'd be waiting for that female
waiting
roommate to
slip, dude.
Come over.
When I lived there, when I stayed up there, I didn't. The guy was like, "Hey, just it's a." He's like, he didn't explain which room was his in the place. He was like, just go up the stairs, make it right, blah, blah, blah. But then there's a hallway with two doors. So the first night I was there, I was like, fuck, dude, both doors were kind of cracked. So I was like, I don't know which fucking one it is. So I opened the one and just shined my flashlight on a girl and was like, ah, shut the door.
Shined a flashlight. She must have been so scared, dude.
I know. And then I apologized the next day and she's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And I was like, okay, good, because I felt like creepy. Like
I shined a light on you when you were sleeping.
Exactly. She's like, I didn't know that. And I was like, okay, I didn't want you thinking that I did. And be like, why is this guy like shining a light on me while I'm sleeping? And I was like, all right, well, that's cool. And I just was like,
see you later.
I wish I didn't say anything.
I was staying at Sam Ike's house in Boston, mm-hmm. and he lives with some chicks. And damn, I was like sleeping on the couch in the living room, and I woke up, and this girl's bedroom door was connected to the living room, and it was just open.
Yeah.
She was sitting like Indian style on her laptop on her bed, and like just a perfect view of me sleeping on the couch. I like woke up and looked at her. I was like, what the fuck, lady? Don't do that.
I mean, dude, if I smell like
just
lotion,
snoring with my shirt off,
and she's
on
just
the couch,
there just
she's like,
checking you out. She's probably getting hard, dude.
I think she had like a
they
bowl
love-
of fruit.
Huh?
She was like sitting there with like a bowl of like almonds.
Nips are probably getting fucking stiff.
You think
dude.
She like was?
She's probably getting fucking probably, lubed. Hard nips, hard clit, lubed.
I think she did improv, dude. She was probably sitting there writing a blog about how gross and fucking vile men are, and I was fueling that, just sitting there snoring.
They love their big snoring papas, call, though.
You think
they love like, their big snoring papas, dude? You kidding me?
Me and Beezer.
Dude, she was. You were
big
sitting there.
Papas, dude.
You were sitting there sleeping, and she was just projecting a white picket fence around you guys, dude. It's like, oh my god, I can't wait. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. She was like, he could fix that sink right now.
Oh, dude.
Speaking of snoring papas, dude.
Yeah.
I up in Brooklyn, I slept in the same hotel room. It was me, Beezer, and his girlfriend on two different beds.
Whoa, and she was between two snoring papas?
Well, no, me and the snoring papa, Beezer, were on the same, like, he was on my side. She was on the outside.
Hold on, why were you guys sharing beds when his girlfriend was there?
There were two beds in the hotel room.
So, but you and Beezer shared a bed?
No, I'm saying.
Oh, you were side to side.
He was on my side.
You guys didn't space yourselves out? I would have definitely put a girl
no,
between us.
No, I put, which is, they thought it was weird, but I put like my bag and like clothes on the inside facing them.
So you could play, you had a little shelter. You had a little barrier. Why'd you bury yourself off?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it was just instinct.
That's fair.
I was drunk and it was
like
on my bed, dude.
Yeah,
I was
like a beaver.
I can't have a, I need a barrier between me and another man.
I mean, dude, you're with a couple. I can get, you know.
But at one point, he like, I guess tried to get like handsy. With her, he started like, you know how you do. You just grab your bitch.
All too well.
Then she like pushed him off. So he like rolled and flipped facing me. Mm-hmm. And I was laying on my side facing him. So like in the middle of the night, I woke up to me and him facing each other.
Holy shit.
And I like both laying on our sides looking at each other. And I was just like, I just flipped over and rolled to the other side. I was like, I can't do that. And he was like, we were both awake and had no idea.
Dude, I mean, this is fucked. And I wouldn't. Go ahead, please go.
Also, he snores worse than any person I've ever met.
Yeah.
And I had the morning blowout.
That's why she loves him so much. He was snoring over your blowout?
Well, no. I was trying my best to fart loud enough to make him stop snoring. So, there were a couple of times I farted like as loud as I could, and he would laugh out of a snore. He was like,
it's like Godzilla versus Megalodon, dude.
It was, dude. It was big snoring papas in that room, dude.
Oh man, I mean, I'm not gonna say nothing, but I'm surprised it didn't get fucking X-rayed.
You didn't think
there.
Something happened?
I didn't think. I thought it was gonna go nuts in there.
One time, here's a good snoring papas. Yeah. So it was me, my friend Mark, and my friend Letty. All they played football at D-line. One played tight end. One played offensive line. So it was like big papas, dude. I'm talking fucking 6'4", 6'5", 300 pounds.
Man. I'm just imagining their grass stained shoes, dude. They cut the lawn. She's doing dishes.
Big boys. Whew. But Letty and his girlfriend were in the bed, and me and Mark were in like a pull-out couch sleeping next to each other. And in the morning, Letty fucked his girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah. And me and Mark both faked asleep.
You listened.
Yeah, we both, like, I mean, it woke us up.
Holy shit.
But what was funny is he and I didn't communicate to each other that we were awake. Like, he and I were both doing the same weird thing, which was, like,
listening.
Fake sleeping.
Well, I mean, you can't be like, Mark. Mark's having sex.
But then Letty, while he was fucking, was like, cramp. Cramped off. He got like hamstring cramps.
Oh my
and
God.
And as soon as he was like, oh, cramp, me and Mark both were like, just screaming.
Oh
laughing.
My God.
Yeah, dude. Snoring papas in a room is dangerous.
She hopped on top of him, dude. She, yeah.
There's too much snoring.
Dude, this is really fucked up, but I was dating someone, identity totally concealed. And we went somewhere with her mom, and we all shared a hotel room. You know, we're all out kind of drinking and stuff, and then, like, mom falls back, goes to sleep. We have a couple more drinks and come back, and I'm a horny little toad, dude. So we go to spoon up.
Mm-hmm.
It's summertime. I'm feeling the heat off that thing.
Yeah.
I started...
The heat off what thing?
You know what I'm talking about. That thing, dude.
Her privates.
Yeah, her private parts.
It was emanating heat.
Yeah, and I'm feeling that through my boxers. And I go, you know, so whatever. Either way, long story short, I started exploring around there. We ended up, like, having quiet sex while our mom was, like, in the bed right
next
to us.
That's so terrible.
I know, man. I feel fucked up about that.
Did you get it off?
Bro, I don't fucking stop, dude.
I doubt you would.
I'll tell you what. I don't edge, dude. I don't fucking edge. I'll tell you that.
You do not stop. If I didn't come,
I would have punched her, dude.
That's a good fucking ethos. I live by that.
If I don't finish,
someone's getting KO'd.
You're getting socked. You get a dead leg.
I watched there's a thing HBO did a while ago about domestic terrorism and like how they recruit people to ISIS and shit. Mm-hmm. The Uyghur theory's pretty strong.
That they get them.
The Uyghurs join ISIS pretty easy.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's a huge Somali population in Minnesota. Those boys joined up.
You think they squatted up?
A couple of them did.
It's a bad team to choose, man.
ISIS?
Yeah.
That's a rough team.
That's a tough squad.
There's a kid on that podcast I've talked about a couple times. It's called Caliphate.
Yeah, he joined and quit, right?
By the failing New York Times, yeah. He got there and executed two people and was like, I want to go home.
He's like, this is not for me. I mean, imagine celebrating with those dudes afterwards.
No booze, no cigarettes, nothing.
You just got to go lay down.
You just got to be like, we did it.
You guys just all go to the house and lay down.
And lounge.
Nice kill.
Put on some weird Arabic cartoon.
Oh, man. Like,
ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Yes.
It's like Bugs Bunny, the Roadrunner, yeah, but it's just like a dude chasing a girl while she's driving. Be like, get out of the car.
They just love Pepe Le Pew.
Do they really?
Yeah, he's out there fucking chasing women.
Holy shit. Like,
he is a very negligible.
That's Pepe Le Pew, he's chasing his cousin.
Oh, man. This is a
We're
cast,
back.
Dude. We're back into
classic,
the cast.
Dude.
Not even a break, dude. We're just swinging.
I know. Right back in.
Oh, baby.
What
Candace Owens, dude.
Yeah, that podcast kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Podcast.
I don't even want to talk about Candace Owens.
She's hot. Dude, I was sitting here today.
It was wild.
I was thinking about how fucking weird it must be to be a rapper. I was driving to get something to eat with my babe, and she was listening to rap, and I was like, it's such a weird fucking life.
What, just being fucking
Just like
cool?
Being that hype on yourself all day, every day. That's tough. Like, imagine having, like, it sucks being, like, kind of depressed and having to do stand-up. Imagine if you're, like, kind of bummed and you had a rap, and you're just like,
I'm the fucking man.
I'm the fucking man. I get mad bitches. And in your head, you're like, I'm a fucking loser,
I'm
dude.
Such a fucking loser.
I fucking kill myself.
Pusha T was so mean.
I don't have a kid.
He lied. I was thinking how sick of a response it would be if he used clips of Donald Trump in his beat. Like, fake news.
Dude,
if he called Pusha T fake news, it'd be the funniest shit in the world.
It would be funny, but people, he would lose fans. He'd be like, yo, bro, what
I know,
the
but
fuck,
that'd
bro?
Be such a great diss response.
Dude, if he hit him with fake
just
news,
just calling him
hilarious.
Fake news, Pusha T, failing Pusha T.
Dude. I mean, that's probably where I got the conspiracy from. I probably overheard it in my neighborhood.
You think? Outside of a bodega? Mm-hmm.
Someone just got some served bulls. An arrest warrant on my street the other day.
Really?
And they what had two cars. Think? I don't know. I was letting my dogs out. I saw a paddy wagon car blocking the street.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs? I let the dogs out. So, yeah, I saw an arrest warrant get served.
I let the dogs out. Yes, dude.
Well, dude, so I had to let my dogs out every morning. And I have like a
you
little.
You have to do what?
I got to let my dogs out every morning.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm still on fucking Robitussin, dude. I'm chopped and screwed right now. I'm like
what
Lil Wayne right
about?
Now. I've been drinking Delsum for
no,
like
but
two
what
years.
Did you do?
I let my dogs.
You're such a fucking. Yes, I'm just trying to make you say let the dogs out.
In
over.
The morning, my dogs cry. They got to go to the bathroom.
Because they need
so
to
So I
got to
let
out.
The dogs out, dude.
You got to let the boys out.
But I'm always naked. So like I open my door.
You're always naked in your house?
When I sleep.
Okay.
So when I, like my transition, I wake up and I'm like, I don't feel like throwing boxes on and getting back into bed. So I want to remain naked. So I open the door every morning. And it's like, if anyone's up and about, my stairs are like elevated. So there's this like, I must be folklore around there. This weird white naked guy that like pops up in the morning and hunches and is like, get out, come on, get up. Shut my door and lay back in bed.
Yes.
And sometimes there's people talking right near my fence. So I have to crouch and like push the door from the bottom.
Oh man.
Dude, it's just so awkward. I'm like, they've definitely seen my dick before.
Really?
I mean, if you're looking out the window and you're looking like, oh, there's a guy. Oh, Jesus Christ, dick.
How does your dick look in the morning? It's usually plump in the morning.
Sometimes I give them the good one. Sometimes I give them a fucking... They see it and they go, holy shit, dude. That's when I crouch. If it's not looking nice, I crouch.
You fucking
if I'm hanging, genitals. I'm like, what's up, boys?
Yeah, somebody can see this. Yeah, how are flags. Your pubes looking?
Wild, dude. I trim them with scissors like once every 3 months.
So they're... You got good bush going.
My I got like Kramer hair for pubes, dude. Fucking they're wild.
They just slide out that door?
Yeah, it's like just Kramer. I'm all bush. I hide behind my I'm like a walking bush.
That's so sick, dude.
Yeah, so I'm like folklore around my house. Like, dude, who's that weird white guy with butt pimples? I'm like, oh, fuck.
You got butt pimples?
Couple, yeah.
Ah, they're the worst.
I've always summertime, suffered
summer, from, summertime, they pop
dude,
up a little.
I didn't get acne on my face really that much or on my back. I always had a secret life of butt pimples, dude.
Butt pimples happen.
Suck. Well, I remember like the only time my butt pimples interfered with my life is I was at my friend's sleepover in like freshman year, high school, sophomore year. And everyone was like getting up in front of the TV as a joke and mooning people and like shaking their ass and running back. And like you'd be playing a video game, we're playing NCAA. And someone would show their ass and shake it. And they're like, Matt, you haven't done it yet. And I was just like,
damn, so they forced you to do it?
Yeah, dude, they me too'd me. They're like, Matt hasn't done it yet. And I was just like, fuck, dude, if they only knew.
Damn, who said that? You gotta remember, because that guy was looking for your ass.
I think I know. I mean, I know the three people who were there.
So it was just four of you?
It was just four of us.
And three people had already shown their ass to everybody.
Multiple times. And then I was just chilling.
And then someone's radar went up and was like, Matt's probably got a
weird
ass.
Matt hasn't done it yet. And I was just like, yeah, I'm cool, guys. I don't want to do it. We'll be on bowling that night. And I was like, I'm kind of tired from bowling. I don't want to get up and show my ass. I had pimples, dude. I was disgusted with myself.
Did you show them?
No.
Oh.
Or I might have done like a plumber's crack.
You just gave them a little taste. Yeah. Satisfy your palate.
Satisfy the throng, dude. Show them, like, look, boys.
Yeah.
I got a fat fucking ass,
dude. You got a nice donk, dude. I've seen it.
Well.
It's a fucking thick butt, dude. It's good.
Thick butt, but it's covered, dude.
I didn't notice any fucking butt pimples.
I got over them. It was in my teenage years. I had, like, pizza butt.
Damn, that's horrific.
Yeah, it sucked.